this Wednesday's consideration, I want you to remember that you are not like everybody else, so stop trying to be. Let's get into it.
You're listening to a Black Woman's Podcast with your host, Nikki Porche.
Hey, it's Nikki Porche, founder of a Black Woman Podcast. No, I'm not the founder of a Black Woman. Well, I guess I am also the host, but messed up that intro. Anyway, this is Nikki Porche, and we are back with another episode of Wednesday Consideration. And when I say you're not like everybody else, to stop trying to be, I want to share a personal story. We're grown, right? So, you know, we do grown things. There was a night, a time when I had stayed a night over one of my lover's houses. And I use the term lover. I don't say my man, my boyfriend, you know, because they're not my man. They're not my boyfriend. They're my lovers. Anywho, I had stayed over his house and my alarm had went off. And I have my alarm in the house is set for 4:30. I try to make a good effort of waking up at 4:30 every morning. But this one particular time, I had set my phone for 4 a.m. So then that way, by the time I got home, it would be 4:30 and I could start my regular day without missing a beat. So anywho, my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock. Can I get out the bed? Because I have to jump out the bed. If I linger in the bed will win every time. So literally when my alarm goes off, I jump out the bed and I turn my swag on. So I'm jumping out the bed and he's mumbling. He's still in the bed. And he goes, he's like, I'm so impressed. She always just gets up with your alarm, you know, one day. I said, well, don't be too impressed because I think I'm about to get back into bed because I was tired. It was cold outside. You know, it was a lot of things going on. So I was like, I might get back into bed for 30 minutes. And he said something to me that changed everything. He said, well, welcome to the rest of us. Come on. We've been waiting for you. And when he said that, I said, you know what? No, I'm not getting back into bed. I'm going home. Because what it was a trigger that reminded me that I don't want to be like the rest of the people. When I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, I get so much done by the time 7 o'clock comes. These are habits I developed when I still was working full time as a teacher. And I had to wake up super early. I had to wake up at 4 o'clock because 4 to 6 was my time. From 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., you know, was the time that I had for me before I had to, you know, start getting ready to go to work, which I was teaching. My son, he didn't wake up until like 6:30. So the house was silent. The house was quiet. That was my time. So it was a habit I developed early on and I just kept going. And I have to be honest, when I don't wake up early, when I wake up around 6:30, 7 o'clock, I feel guilty. I feel unaccomplished. And it kind of just, you know, that mood, that energy sets my day. And I get through it. I get out of it as the day goes on. But there's something about being able to wake up and check off the list, woke up at 4:30 a.m. and got my day started. Like, that's the first thing I can check off my list, you know? So that's why I hop out the bed and I do it. But hearing this man say, welcome to the rest of us, we've been waiting for you, was a reminder that there are people who are waiting for you to fail. There are people who are waiting to tell their friends and family, told you they weren't going to make it, told you they couldn't handle it. There are people waiting for you to join them over there. And again, there's nothing wrong. I'm not shaming anybody or anything. But what I'm saying is you decided to do something different. You decided that you were going to write that book, start that business, go on that trip, whatever it is that you decide to do that is different from the normal community that you are hanging with, used to hang out with. And we'll talk more about how your community changes in future podcasts. But when you decided to do something different, you also made the choice not to be regular. You made the choice not to be like everybody else. With me, I realized that I needed more time. And the way to get more time is to wake up earlier so that I can work during a time period where I know there will be no disruptions, where I know a lot of people are not emailing, where I know people will not be calling or texting or DMing me, where I know the distractions of social media will be limited because nobody else is up at that time. So I can literally just focus and get what I need done. So whatever it is that you decide that you wanted to do, know there are people waiting for you not to do that thing because they're comfortable and they want you to be comfortable. But you were not chosen for comfortability. You were not chosen to be regular. And I think I even did it in this podcast. So let me apologize for making my light small by saying, you know, that's okay. My goals are my goals. What I want for my life is what I want for my life. And I should not apologize to anyone who feels inadequate, who feels less than, who feels like they can't have it or is unattainable to them. Because these are my goals. This is my life. Billy Joel snapped in that song. This is my life. And I'm going to live it the way I want to live. So I'm not going to apologize, nor am I going to join you back in this warm, comfortable bed, because I don't want to be regular. So this Wednesday, for your consideration, ask yourself, what are you doing that is regular? What is something that you're doing that is not outside of your comfort zone, that is keeping you behind, that's keeping you with the masses? You decide to do something to stand out. So you must do something every day to stand out. Stop being regular and start being extraordinary. And remember, you got this, Black woman.